When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. It takes guts to be a leopard frog. Often more guts than sense. The aptly named amphibians depart their aquatic habitat during warm summer months and venture into fields, pastures, and backyards to forage. How silly to leave cool, clear waters in the middle of August scorchers and head to hot turf. Still, there's another reason they'd be better off in the pool than in the pasture. In their quests for spiders and other insects, they forget to factor one giant enemy, the lawnmower. What should seem to be horrifying to them marginally stirs the brown-spotted species. They barely escape with zigzag hops away from the frog-squishing rubber tires or cast-iron front axles. They narrowly dodge whirring razor-sharp steel blades that just demolish their green grass cafe. Now, one would think it would freak out a frog, but they seem no more shaken than if they had just jumped in front of a lily pad. In about an hour of yard whacking, I spied at least a half a dozen of the froggy rebels, and every one of them behaved predictably. They did not jump their limit, which calculates to about 10 times the length of their 4-inch bodies. In other words, they escaped by a frog's hair on their wee amphibian chins. Give me a little time in the great outdoors to observe nature and all its fascinating forms, and I'll find something about which I want to learn more. In this scenario, the nagging question was not only why wouldn't they jump farther, but why is it that they can jump so extraordinarily? Elastic is the answer. Well, sort of. Biologists explain it this way. As the frog readies itself to leap, its calf muscle shortens. After about 100 milliseconds, the calf muscle stops moving and the energy has been fully loaded into the stretched tendon. At the moment the frog jumps, the tendon, which wraps around the ankle bone, releases its energy, much like a catapult or an archer's bow, causing a very rapid extension of the ankle joint that propels the frog forward. The entire jump, from preparation to leap, lasts about a fifth of a second. Pretty cool concept to ponder on a hot August afternoon. Hop on over to Ag 1280 at westcentralmoinfo.com if you want to hear more of the Country Gal Corral. That's where all the archived programs hang out, ready to jump into your listening device. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.